Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're talking about a stat that stopped me cold.
Same. This one is worth paying attention to.
The article is AI agents are already out of control. 86% of security leaders know it, by Brett Allegri Wood on the Anabu AI blog. So, let's start with that number. Rubrik Zero Labs surveyed more than 1,600 IT and security leaders. 86% of them expect AI agents to completely outpace their organization's security controls within the next 12 months.
That's the people whose job it is to protect the business, saying they expect to lose. That's not a warning from outside. That's internal.
And it gets more uncomfortable. Only 23% of those same leaders say they have full visibility into the AI agents running inside their organizations. And the researchers behind the report think even that 23% figure is a massive overestimation.
So nearly 8 out of 10 businesses have autonomous systems running that they can't properly observe, govern, or stop if something goes wrong? Right. And these aren't theoretical agents. They're in your finance team, your customer service, your marketing. They have access to your data, your systems, your clients.
Okay, so here's the question an owner is going to ask. We deployed these things to save time. Are they actually saving time?
That's the part that really stings. More than 80% of respondents in the Rubrik survey said their AI agents currently require more manual oversight than they actually save in efficiency.
So you've brought in the agent to free up your team, and now your team is spending hours watching the agent, checking its work, fixing its mistakes?
KPMG's research adds to this. 94% of organizations are using or planning to use AI agents, but only 8% are actually coordinating multiple agents across workflows. The other 92% have agents running in isolation, no coordination, no shared governance.
A collection of disconnected liabilities. That's how Brett puts it in the article, and it's exactly right.
Now, let's talk about what happens when one of these agents does something catastrophically wrong. 88% of security leaders say they lack the ability to roll back agent actions without causing massive system disruption.
No undo button.
None. If an agent deletes a critical database, or sends an email to your entire client list that it shouldn't, or authorizes a payment it was never supposed to authorize, the damage is done.
And fixing it takes your system offline, which in many businesses means operations stop entirely.
In Australia, the AICD Director Sentiment Index now has cybercrime and data security ranked as the third biggest issue keeping directors awake at night. This is an abstract IT risk. It's in the boardroom.
I want to pick up something in the article about where the threat actually comes from, because it's not just external hackers, is it?
No, and this is what makes agentic AI different from previous technology risks. Logicalis surveyed over 1,000 chief information officers. 57% believe their own staff are putting data security at serious risk by misusing AI tools.
Your own people.
And only 37% of organizations have visibility into the AI tools their employees are even using day to day.
So you've got agents you can't see and employees using tools you don't even know about.
Right. And nearly half the security leaders surveyed expect agentic systems to drive the majority of cyber attacks in the coming year. Because if a hacker gets into one of your agents, they don't need to steal your data.
The agent already has the permissions. It will execute a malicious instruction with exactly the same efficiency it runs your legitimate business processes. What are regulators doing with all of this?
Moving fast. The NCC Group's Global Cyber Policy Radar confirms that regulators worldwide are now applying existing cyber obligations directly to AI systems. NIS2, DORA, the EU Cyber Resilience Act, the AI Act, all heading toward active enforcement.
Singapore's Monetary Authority specifically designed their Phase 2 AI Risk Management Toolkit to address agentic AI sprawl in financial services.
And the UK government put out an open letter warning that frontier AI capabilities are doubling every 4 months. The attack surface is expanding at a rate most businesses have no plan to match.
If you're caught with ungoverned agents processing customer data when regulators arrive, the penalties are severe, and the reputational damage doesn't recover quickly.
So,
what do you actually do this week? For me, it's the audit. Brett says list every AI tool and autonomous agent operating across your business.
What data does it access? What decisions is it authorized to make? What happens if it executes something wrong? If you can't observe it, shut it down until you can. Mine is the governance point. AI deployment is not an IT issue. It belongs at board level. You need a policy that defines who can deploy an agent, what guardrails must be in place before it touches critical systems, and which actions require a human to sign off before they execute. Head to anabu.ai for a full article. And if you want to understand what this looks like in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. We'll see you next time.